SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Oh, my God. The great sportsbook consigliere, Dave Sharapan, is with us. The Steel City Kid. Look at him. I mean, this guy's doing so many shows, I can't keep track of him. BBB, In-Game Live. Yep. I mean, he's traveling. He's coming to the big city to see his daughters. I mean, I may have to take him out for a steak. What is the deal?
Well, I 100% let you know if I'll be in your neighborhood, because I may have to come watch one of these basketball games and see, you know, the Pharrell in action and watch the
might
Jay
be a little early for you.
It might that's be a little okay. Early I'm, for listen, you. I'm on West Coast time. I run on East Coast time. I'm up at right. 4 a.m. That's no problem. If you're playing in the gym, we got to go. You know, we'll go and maybe we'll ask the boys if they want to, you know, bet any action. Like, you know, we'll see if we can get over Pharrell points, 9.5 over -125 one day. Yeah. Number of threes Pharrell hits, 1.5 over -0.25. Something like that. We can make lines for different things. But, yeah, so hopefully we'll get back. I'm going to wait for it to warm up a little bit. It's a little cold back.
So there's a guy that trains G League guys in the gym. Oh. And he's in there like Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I see this guy once in a while, and he played in Europe, and he played in Belgrade. He played in Serbia. I finally played with him, and he was unbelievable. This guy was unbelievable. So I'm in there one morning. I mean, unguardable, just absolutely torching people in the gym. So I see him one morning with this 6'11" stretch, and this guy's standing in the corner. And I mean, this guy hit like 30 threes in a row, and I'm sitting there watching. He's watching because I'm knocking down shots, and some of his shots or whatever, the ball would come my way, and I'd pass it back over to him, and he'd be all like, right. Cool, man. He's like, you can shoot, old man. And then I finally played with him, and he was the most unbelievable player I think I've ever played with. This guy played pro in Europe, and he's unbelievable. It turns out the guy's from Pittsburgh. I almost fell over. He said to me, he goes, where are you from? I said, I'm from Pittsburgh. He goes, come on, I'm from Pittsburgh. He goes, where are you from? I go, I'm from Mount Feminine. He started laughing. And he was like from the hood. But he actually, okay. I mean, he's got tattoos all over his body, his face. He played in Europe. Great player. Mm-hmm. I'm watching him training G League guys. This guy was 6'11". And when I see a guy 6'11" in the gym, I'm always like recruiting. I'm like, hey, what are you doing on Wednesday night?
Hey, yeah, come on over.
I need a 6'11" stretch. So what do you think of Skeens and his 7 pitches and his arm actually detaching from his body soon? I hope that doesn't happen. I worry every time he pitches. He throws 100 miles an hour for – you know, 7-8 innings. He's got 7. I've never heard of a guy with 7 pitches. This guy's throwing 7 different pitches. And they say the ball's dropping 3 feet more on like 4 of his pitches this year than last year with no dip in velocity. And all I worry about is Bob Nutting walking through the crowd ever. I worry about his safety. And then Paul Skeens' arm.
Yeah. Not worried about Paul Skeens' arm yet. All right, he's a young dude. He's 12-3, 25 career starts, okay? 2 of those 3 losses have come against the Cardinals. It's cold in Pittsburgh tonight. I worry about this guy pitching in the cold. You played basketball in the cold. I played pickup hockey in the cold outside. The Pittsburgh people, they're not afraid of the cold. No. I don't think you got to be afraid of the cold tonight with the total. I think the game's going over. I mean, this is a number that would be, you know, 2 really good, strong pitchers And I mean, Sonny Gray has been okay in the first couple starts,
right?
But this total's going over tonight. This is almost like a gift. I think that's where I'm at right now with the game. Obviously, I'm dressed like I'm coaching first base for the Pirates.
Fantastic. You look fantastic.
I mean, Al Monchek. Do you remember Al Monchek? I mean, it's so bad that we can remember the first base and third base coaches. Who was the third base coach those years when Al Monchek was at first? You remember the guy's name? Joe Lynette. He was over there at third.
I remember Joe Lynette, of course.
Right. Yeah. So but he was over.
So you come on the show, right? And I always tell 34 CSA, that's the guy right there. Like I just texted her, turn on the TV and look at this guy from Pittsburgh. Now I always tell him that you're my favorite. Would you like, I know you've been embedded in Vegas and I get all of that nonsense and your whole act you got going there. I'm a big fan of yours, but would you ever, cause like I've thought of it. I'm not going to deny I've thought of going home and retiring in Pittsburgh and living in a miserable place. Like I said to someone the other day, they're like, well, I live in New York City. And they're like, well, I go, if I'm going to live somewhere miserable like this with the weather and the stress and the money and the taxes and the cost of living in New York City and, you know, where I live compared to Pittsburgh, this is hell on earth. Now, if I'm going to live somewhere crappy, I choose Pittsburgh because I love Pittsburgh. And if I'm going to be freezing my ass off and I get to live for half the cost of living here, I have considered it. I will not deny that. And I'm like, I'm 6 years away from glory, bro. Like, this is going to happen. I'm not this dude that's going to be on the air when he's 70, bro. Yeah. I might be selling fentanyl at 66.
I'm a few years behind you, but I'm close. I love Pittsburgh with all my heart. This set behind me, this is Pittsburgh. This is nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me. It makes me feel good every time I sit down and do a show. I don't change it because this makes me feel like I'm connected still at home. There's a lot of people that came out west, specifically to Vegas from Pittsburgh. There's a lot of Pittsburgh people out here. Every time I wear the Pittsburgh stuff, I meet someone else from Pittsburgh. Right. I love Pittsburgh. And would I consider it? Absolutely. Situation's got to be right. I've been gone a long time, but I still got people all over the place in Pittsburgh, as you know. I mean, we could go back and run the place like old school times. I mean, we'd have to let the kids, you know, do their own thing.
I have season tickets to everything. Why wouldn't I have Steelers season tickets? Why wouldn't I get Pirates and Penguins and, you know, live like my dad did? That would be one thing I would do. Like, I could look up to that type of life. I like sports going to PNC. I like going to PPG. What?
Sports are having a rough time in Pittsburgh
Not if you and I are there. They'll start winning titles again. Now, listen, let me ask you, what do you think they'll do in the draft?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, everybody keeps telling me they're going to take Dart if he's there. They're going to take Dart. And I don't know if that's the answer. I think you got to maybe wait on a quarterback, like settle the situation. I don't think they're taking Dart because – I mean, I think they're going to get Rodgers. If Rodgers is going to play football, he's going to play in Pittsburgh. Every indication is that. I don't know if that's the answer. It's been a long time. I can't remember the last time they had a losing record. It had to be in the 80s in the transition when Noel was going his way out and Cowher was coming in. They don't have a losing record in forever.
There'll be no losing. Let me ask you this question. You're in Vegas. I always like to see what's going on in Sin City. As you know, it's my second home. And I've lived there two times. I go there a lot. How do you think the Knights will do in the Stanley Cup playoffs?
This Western Conference is going to be a minefield. I mean, the way it's set up right now, Dallas and Colorado are going to play each other in the first round, and it's an absolute war. And the way the Blues are playing, they played their way into playing the Knights in the first round. The Knights don't want to see them. I preferred the Knights were going to see the Wild in the first round, personally. I think there's a little bit of hesitation, trepidation here in Vegas. I mean, we need another run. It was nothing more fun than watching my kids enjoy the Stanley Cup run. I hope it happens again.
I love you, Dave. Share a pair with Wetzel tonight in Game Live.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
So, Inter won that game against Bayern Munich, Carver High, 2-1. That's huge. They did it at Bayern. And now they're going home with a one-goal lead in that aggregate. And then the Gunners won Arsenal 3-0 over Real Madrid. So they go to Madrid up 3 goals. Madrid's got to score 4 goals at least to get past them, 3 to get extra time with them. So I think that's very possible in that game in Madrid that they'll put on a show and go, you know, fiending for goals. And I think the Champions League, these games are great. I like anything to do with the World Cup, Champions League, Euros, anything that matters. When they're playing for cups and glory, I love it. Like, I like the Premier League too, but I can live without it. It's not like I sit around all day and watch the games every single day of the week. But I like these games. I think they're huge.
Yeah, Fratesi scored in the 88th minute for Inter that got them that. Three minutes after Mueller tied it. So nice job there. Tomorrow you will have PSG and Aston Villa, Barcelona and Dortmund. And of course,
I love Dortmund.
Quarterfinals.
That's my team.
That's the steal, yeah. But Dortmund and the Steelers now tied at the hip. So you have that going on tomorrow for us indeed. All right, how about some NBA now as we get ourselves ready for a big night? We discussed it at the beginning of the show. Denver chopped head coach Michael Malone and general manager Calvin Booth. And it is kind of funny, Scotty. You know, you don't hear a lot of this stuff. And then as soon as something like this happens, then all the stories come out. Apparently, these two guys absolutely hated each other, Malone and Booth. Like, they didn't speak. They never talked to each other. This is, like, not new either. Like, for a really long time, they were never on the same page. But now, all of a sudden, this all comes to light because they both got chopped. So now it's every man for themselves. So apparently, obviously, Denver, the ownership group, etc., I guess they just had enough of all of it. And they said, let's clean them all out. Chop them out. Let's go. And then this Adelman kid is going to now coach them for the rest of course, this week and then into the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm not buying the whole that they're going to be invigorated and start winning because they got Adelman's kid coaching them. They obviously know who he is. He's an assistant. So I'm sure they acknowledge him and, you know, maybe like him or deal with him or get along with him, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But it doesn't mean they're going to listen to him. They didn't listen to Malone and they turned on him. Then they're not going to respect some assistant that's taken over. I don't buy that they're suddenly going to start finding themselves and winning a bunch of games. And I thought, and believe me, you know, I like this team with Joker, Porter, Gordon, and Murray, and Brown. I think they're really good, and I think they're very dangerous and capable. But they've kind of peeled apart like a banana. They've just kind of their whole end of the season here has been unnerving mess. They're yelling, screaming, fighting, fired a coach, the GM. They got all these problems, and now what? They're gonna find God? Like, I don't buy that. I think they're in trouble. And I think this is a real bad look for them. No one has been fired this late in an NBA season. Listen to this. Since 1981. 1981. Christ. I wasn't even, I would like, honestly, I was in high school. I was in high school the last time they fired someone this late in an NBA season. I don't think it's a smart move. I think they'll, well, we'll see. Like, we'll see if I know anything. I don't buy that you can do this now and then succeed in the next 2 months. I don't buy it.
I don't either, honestly. I think that this is the beginning of the end, quite honest with you, for this season. Now, when they go hire some big-time coach who wants to work with Joker in the offseason, and then they instill some new way of life there in Denver, that's a different story. But
Hire Mike Malone somewhere else in 5 minutes? I would hire him.
He might have a job. The season ends on Sunday, so you're going to have some teams that miss the playoffs that are going to fire their coaches. But if I would bet there are teams that make the playoffs that if things don't go well, losing the first round, they would fire their coach for Michael Malone. So if I'm Malone, I actually make sure that I my agent, whoever, has got the feelers out there for some of these teams that are playoff teams, and they say, hey, listen, if things don't go well for us here, we'd be interested in your guy. Because Malone is going to have juice.
Let me just say this another job as well. In terms of this business, the business of coaching, in my opinion, of NBA, NHL, pro football, Major League Baseball, even college football and basketball, is a 4 to 5 year excursion. The day you're hired is the day you're fired. It does not matter who you are anymore in sports, what your name is, how much juice you have. How do you fire a guy that has won titles and that has been the coach of the year? He knows exactly what he's doing, but they fire everyone in sports. It does not. So the deal is this, is if you want to get into the business of coaching in professional or college sports, notice you need to be all about the money, because there is no loyalty. There is no such thing as, oh, I'm so honored to work for the family, the ownership family or the ownership group or the owner or the, you know, I got this job. Oh, I'm working for the Celtics. It's the greatest. Know this. You're getting fired in 5 years. It doesn't matter who you are, unless you win multiple titles. Like, they want to fire Sullivan in Pittsburgh for the last 2 years, right? Because they won 3 Stanley Cups, but they haven't won it. And they've been losing left and right. And I guarantee you, what, Peter Laviolette, they're going to whack him. They whacked your boy in Philly,
Torts.
It don't matter who you are. They're going to fire Tockett in Vancouver. He'll go to Philly. But they fire coaches now in sports, college and pro, every 4 and 5 years. You're fired. So do it for the money, and don't like anyone, and don't be loyal to anyone, because they're going to screw you.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, so I know we're talking about the NBA because we were just talking about Malone getting fired. I still find it stunning. You have no chance to survive and frankly, I think more so pro sports than college. College, you can have good seasons, and they'll just keep piling money on you and give you extensions. In the pros, they give you 5 years and you're fired. It just doesn't matter who you are. You're fired.
Yeah. Doesn't even sometimes you don't even get longer than that. And then, like I said, like all these stories come out about these two guys. This guy Booth was dying to get rid of Malone the year that he won, but because he won, he had to keep him. Like, he was dying to get rid of him. He was like almost hoping he lost so he could fire him.
Well, he's an idiot then.
He's chopped too. Get him out. Everybody's finished there now.
Now watch how hard it is for him to find a job being a GM again. The GMs don't get recycled like the coaches do.
No, it's a tougher job to get, that's for sure. All right, there was only two games last night. Neither really had much significance at all. Kings did beat the Pistons 127-117. Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan went off for a combined 80 points. Boy LaVine had 43 of those. He was everywhere. NBC Sports California.
Zach on a heater, chilling in the Bronx and still doing the Hollywood shuffle.
Detroit really struggled from the perimeter, but now they've hit a couple straight threes. And
look how high they're setting that screen for Levine. Don't do it to him, Zach! Don't do it to him! Zach Levine!
Get it. My guy going off in the booth.
Look out. Right there, getting involved for us. And the Heat beat the Sixers 117-105. 12-point win for the Heat down there.
They were laying
in
11.
Miami.
Unbelievable.
Now, you sent me this. I thought it was funny.
It is
now,
good.
Kawhi has actually been playing. Clippers have been playing some good ball. Now, Zubac has been awesome, and he got a little shine recently. Like he was on ESPN. He was doing some things. So the reporters asked Kawhi about seeing Zubac getting some love on ESPN, and Kawhi, as usual, is he's Kawhi.
See Zoo's appearance on ESPN?
I did not.
What do you think about him being on ESPN, knowing where you know he was when you first got to him?
I don't think nothing of it. I don't watch Sports Center or any of that. But I mean, whatever he feels, I'm happy for him. You know what I mean? I don't know what he was on there for. I know, obviously, he's an NBA basketball player, and he's been playing great. I guess that's why. But I don't know what the topic was or anything. So.
Your boy. Oh, my God. Was that great? He's like, listen, bro. He's like, good for you. I don't watch TV. I don't watch. Do you know how much money this cat has made? And how he's got rings. And he is so Cali. Like, you have no idea. Like, he went to San Diego State. My man is so tripping stoned. He is, like, completely, like, right at the beach on a surfboard, chilling, smoking a bone. I mean, are we on here? We are. Don't talk about.
There's so many guys that always give us this. And we play these clips that I'm doing right now. I don't pay any attention to the media or listen to the radio. Like, that guy, I believe. He's in the small minority of, I actually believe him when he says he don't got any clue what's going on anywhere.
But he's great. Like, the thing that was different was, is like, most people now get all caught up in these shows they have with this guy, Smith, making all kinds of money, and then Pat making all kinds of money. They always talk about that. But when is the last time you heard someone actually go, like, I don't watch SportsCenter. He didn't know any other show. He doesn't know the names of any. He's like, he's probably on there because he's playing great in the NBA. But I don't watch SportsCenter. Yeah. Like, SportsCenter, who watches that anymore? Like, let alone these screaming shows they do. No different than this. But people always talk about those big, high-priced guys. They don't talk about, did you see the highlights on SportsCenter? No one watches that anymore. If I watch that show, literally, with the people they have on there, I want to gouge my eyes out. It's so awful. It's so awful. I want to gouge my eyes out. I mean, they don't even show highlights anymore. They just have the same recurring people giving you opinions all day. Honestly, I want to jump off a building.
Never ends. The Mets got a RBI double from Pete Alonso. They're tied 2-2 with the Fish now out at Citi Field in the fifth inning. We'll do tonight's NBA when we come back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And around the stretch they come. Here we go, Carver High. As we turn the corner, you got NBA award finalists. Are you pimping that?
Well, these are who's in the lead right now. The favorites to win all these awards as we get into the final week of the season.
Right.
SGA's minus 3,000 for MVP. Castle's minus 1,600 for Rookie of the Year. Peyton Pritchard minus 1,400, sixth man. Dyson Daniels minus 625 for most improved player. At least they're going to give him something off of this season. Jalen Brunson minus 210 for clutch player, whatever the hell that is. And Kenny Atkinson minus 325 for Coach of the Year. Sounds like most of them are pretty much wrapped up. It's a done deal, sounds like, all these awards going into the last week of the season.
Yeah, be careful, Kenny. He's had an incredible season in Cleveland. He'll be Coach of the Year. And then everyone that's Coach of the Year in the NBA is fired within 2 years. Like, it's just unbelievable. Like, it doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you are, what your name is, how much money you make. If you're winning or losing, it's irrelevant. It's just, it's the cycle of madness of the firings in sports. It truly is, as I said before, unbelievable. I will never accept for 1 minute ever Draymond Green being the best at anything. Being a defensive player of the year, my effing ass. Like, that's all I have to say about it. He's a tool. I can't stand him. I think he's an absolute idiot. I think he's a loud dork, doofus, numbnuts. I can't stand every time he opens his mouth. I want to smack him in the face. Like, I can't stand him. That guy, the cat calling the kettle black, this guy judging others about their behavior on the court is the most laughable thing I've ever seen in my life in sports. That moron, the guy that punches his teammates and has been thrown out of more games than anybody on earth, judging others. Jesus Christ, what's next? He's in charge of judging others? What's he, is he a priest? Is he going to have confession? Oh, my God. Defensive player of the year, my ass. Don't get me started, Carver. We're almost out of here clean today. Don't get me started.
Let's get to tonight now. Of course, yesterday we went through all those teams in the West that are basically right next to each other for those spots. Five of the six of them are playing tonight here in the league. The only one that's not is Denver, who chopped their coach today. We'll start with the Grizzlies. They're one of those teams jockeying for position. They're in Charlotte against the Hornets tonight, and they're laying a big number. 15.5 for the Grizz, 228.5 the total.
Yeah, I actually I don't think they can beat anyone by 15.5. I really don't. So I'm not touching that, but if I did, it would be Charlotte in the Spectrum to cover that number. I just don't think the Grizzlies are that good anymore.
Yeah, they've obviously struggled here down the stretch, and they have gotten back on the horse.
I'm not fooled by their record, Mike. Their record is deceiving.
Look, I mean, they only, Denver chopped the coach today. The Grizzlies only chopped their coach 10 days ago?
A week ago, So and then they've won two games since. So everyone thinks they've solved their problems. No, they haven't. And you know what I think, and I'll say it. I truly believe now that the stories of they're getting rid of Ja Morant are starting to smell like like roses to me. I think they've had about enough of this guy pointing guns at people and fingers that look like guns and all of his problems. They're going to get rid of him.
The Bulls, of course, are only one game back of getting into the 7-8 game in the play-in tournament. They are in Cleveland tonight against the Cavs. No Donovan Mitchell for the Cavs tonight. He's out. They're still laying 15.5, 237.5 the total. Yeah, that's a big number. That's a real big number tonight. Now, the Bulls got guys out or anything?
The Bulls scored too much. They're going to be in that game.
Yeah, and they're playing for something, too. You know, getting in that 7-8 game would be big for them. The Wizards are in Indiana. How about 19.5? For the Pacers tonight, 235.5 the total.
Yeah, I'll take the Wizards. I don't believe, again, that the Pacers are going to beat them by 20. I like I like Poole and the Wizards to cover the number. Like, this is insane, these spreads.
The Hawks are in Orlando tonight against the Magic. If the season ended today, they'd be in Orlando again next Tuesday for the play-in tournament. That's who would play each other unless the Bulls can pass Atlanta between now and then. Magic minus 3.5, 226.5 tonight.
I'll go Rogie Vachon and take the Hawks for the upset in the Kia.
Friends and family only at the Barclays for the Pelicans and the Nets. Nets minus 1.5, 213.5.
Nets at home.
Across the river at the Garden, the Celtics are in town against the Knicks. Now, the Knicks are 1.5-point favorite, 222.5 is the total. I know you guys were kind of talking about this earlier. Game really doesn't mean much for the Celtics, but the Knicks got to get that zero away for all these big teams, right? I mean, Celtics, Thunder, Cavs, they haven't beat any of them this year. Can they beat them tonight?
No.
Mm. Keep it simple. No.
Yeah, no.
For the Knicks tonight.
I want them to win, and I'm going to watch, and I'm going to suffer. Because every time they play them, they get their ass smacked.
The Timberwolves, one of our teams in the West to watch for the positioning. They are 5.5-point favorites in Milwaukee against the Bucks tonight. 222.5 the total.
I think the Timberwolves will win, but I'll take the 5.5 at the Five Serving Brew Town.
Lakers are in OKC again. Remember, they smashed them there on Sunday, hitting all those threes. They're there again tonight. And everyone's playing, obviously, for the Lakers because they need to try to lock up that three spot. They're catching 9.5, 230.5 the total.
I'm on the Thunder tonight. They got smacked by them on Sunday, and it's going to be return of serve.
Mm. Warriors in Phoenix against the Suns. They're laying 9.5 on the road, 227.5 total.
Well, it's the nightcap on TNT. I still think it's the Dubs, but, 9.5. The reason I'll take the 9.5 is D-Book. I saw him have 40 the other night, and they didn't cover. They were getting 8-9, right, against the Knicks on the road. And they lost by like 12. They're at home getting 9.5 with Booker. I'll take the Suns. Dubs win, Suns cover.
And finally, the Spurs are in Los Angeles at the Intuit against the Clippers. Clippers minus 13.5, 228.5 the total.
I really like the way they've been playing, to be honest with you. I know this is a dangerous game. Delay 13, but I'm gonna do it. I think Kawhi and the Beard and Zubats and Powell are savage. They're playing great. They're in one of those spots, and they have the tiebreakers out the yin. And all they need to do is get it done. And I think they will tonight. I think they'll take it out on the Spurs. They'll win at the Intuit tonight, and I think they cover.
Yeah, if all these teams win tonight. And look, I don't know if they're all going to cover. Like you said, Memphis is laying some 15.5, and there's some big numbers out there. But if Memphis, Minnesota, Golden State, and the Clippers all win, they will all be 47-32, and Denver would be 47-32. So the five of them would all have the same record with three games left. And if the Lakers lose, they'd only be one game up on them, 48-31 if they lost tonight. So... listen,
they are losing tonight. They're not winning both those games there. If they do, it'll blow my mind. If they win both games, no one has beaten them two times in a row in that building.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Very difficult to do. They're 34-6 at home this year, Oklahoma City. I mean,
are you going to bet against them tonight in their building after they just got smoked by them the other night? No way.
No, I don't see them losing at home tonight.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
It's time to talk hockey because everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey, and just like with the NBA, the NHL is coming down the stretch, and we have some important games here and there for some pretty much seeding at this point. Kind of looks like who's going to be in the dance is there for the hockey, as we've got about a week to go in their regular season. Why don't we start with a few things last night? If you thought the Rangers still had a chance to maybe climb out of it and catch the Habs over the last
week
and a half, Those hopes were probably dashed as they got beat up 5-1 at the Garden by Tampa last
night.
So a 5-1 win for the it's over for them. As they've now both played 77 games and the Rangers are 6 points back of the Habs. Now, Tampa's win, significant, Scotty, because it gets them to 96 points, 2 points back of Toronto there in the Atlantic. So that was a big win for them there. And I do believe they play later this week. I know the Leafs are in Florida tonight, and then I think they go to Tampa after that. But we will get there. The Jets ended the Blues' 12-game winning streak, 3-1 victory for them up in Forelipeg. Ducks did beat the Oilers. How about some of these upsets? A couple big upsets last night. Ducks beating the Oilers 3-2, and Seattle beating the Kings 2-1. Well, those two teams in the Pacific both taking the L, and the Flames did win at the Tank 3-2 last night, a victory for them. All right, you sent me this. Let me give it to you. This is now, you got to remember looking at this chart, this is the Ovi stuff with projected season that these players would score.
Their
895th goal at the current pace. Now, here, now Crosby, it says 32-33. Now, obviously, Crosby's not playing for another 7 years. I mean, maybe he could, man. Yager, but even if he did,
no,
you're not going to get to these numbers. Now, Matthews, is they've got him listed as 34-35, which is 10 years from now. That would make him 37. But remember, that also means he's still scoring at the same pace that he has scored at over these first 7 years, 8 years in the league.
No
so that's the hard part about this.
He gets injured too much.
He gets injured too. You know, Draisaitl, 36-37, McDavid, 37-38, McKinnon, 40-41. You know, Wyatt Johnston,
40-41. Are you
effing 25 years from now.
Listen, that's why I sent you this. Because the absurdity of these people and the projections that they're all going to pass Ovechkin in these, you know, futuristic numbers they're laughable. Like, the only guy, you said it the other day, the only guy that has a chance is Matthews, and he gets injured too much. He'll be 37 and still scoring 50 goals a year. My ass. Like, look at Ovechkin. He's not having 50 goals at his age. You know what I mean? He still gets 30 plus, and that's it. You know what I mean? Like, what's he going to, you know, this kid's going to be 37 years old. He's still going to be scoring 50, 60 goals a year. He had, what did he have, 70? It's because he was young, and he had his prime talent, skill, youth years. He's having these numbers. When you turn 33, 34, it's over. You're not scoring no 60 goals, 70 goals.
Right.
You're tripping.
Look, obviously, look, this is I think, also in a little bit of fun.
He ain't passing him either.
Wyatt Johnson's going to be 50 years old in 2051. You know, I don't think that this was on a serious level, but I said this to you yesterday, and I'll say it again. There is nobody in the league right now who's going to pass him, and the only guy you can even make a case for is Matthews, and I still don't think he's going to do it. So there's nobody out there.
Look at, what's his name, Berard? Or what's the kid's name in Chicago?
Connor Bedard, yes.
Berard.
Yeah.
Brian Berard. Then what's the other one, Celebrini? Look at Berard.
Celebrini.
Or Bedard. And he's, what is he? He doesn't score any goals. What's he going to score, 900 goals? It's not happening. My man, he needs a shrink playing in Chicago. He's not scoring no 40, 50, 60, 70 goals a year. You are absolutely out of your mind. I will be dead and buried. Run this clip 30 years from now on Sports Grid. I'll be dead and buried with maggots eating my skull before anyone passes that record.
I'm not going to disagree. I think it's going to take some time. This took some time. It took time for this to happen. I'm not saying it's never going to happen.
50 years. 50 years.
But it's going to take some time. These are special players doing special things. And they're just not. He'll be 50 on the age of that date that they put out there. So, yeah. So that's kind of how it kind of how it goes. All right. We have games tonight. Let's start them, and then we'll finish them in the leftovers. Carolina is in Buffalo tonight. -250 road favorites for the Canes, +210 for the Sabres, and a 6.5.
I'm going to take Shavanov to Buffalo with a fat two bills on the plus side. Every time they play at home, they win. It's crazy. They're stunning teams left and right. And Thompson has a big night. They beat him.
Montreal looking to get a little closer to locking down that last spot. They've got Detroit at the Bell Center tonight. -140. Habs win. It's up to 140. Who cares? 5.5 is the total. I'm with you on the Habs. Here's the Leafs in Sunrise against the Panthers tonight. Panthers favored at home, -165. Leafs +140 and a 5.5.
Panthers at home, get it done, and it's still 2 points their lead over Tampa. They don't get it done tonight.
And they do. That's tomorrow night, by the way. So a back-to-back for the Leafs. Panthers tonight, Lightning tomorrow night at Amalie. So
they're going to get caught tomorrow night. It's going to be a tie. Done deal. Put it in the books. Go bet it now.
Can they get 1 point over tonight and tomorrow? Can they get one point out of it?
Lose no,
it
fail. Wow. Welcome to America.
Wow. I'll give you the rest when we come back. We got several other games for
Penguins the season. Are going to win tonight at PPG over the Blackhawks because they just lost to them. It was so embarrassing. They have to win tonight. Yeah. Crosby with a big game.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, leftovers. Everybody loves them. And plus, we still have more hockey to hit because everybody loves hockey.
Everybody does love hockey. The Bruins are at the Rock tonight against the Devils. Devils -240 now. Bruins +2 bills and a 5.5.
Look, I'm going to puck line the Devils here because the Bruins are licking stamps. Have you seen their games lately where they're giving up like 6-7 goals a game? I think the Devils are going to spank that ass tonight, belt to ass.
Can't have it. That's for sure. The Bruins have been awful. What a shame that's been. The Senators are in Columbus tonight against the Blue Jackets.
Can you imagine? I don't know how I'll ever get over it.
Senators -118 tonight. +102 I've got now for the Jackets. 6.5 is the total here. You know, Ottawa, they got to be careful here. They got to keep winning or else Montreal's been so hot they might blow by him for the first wild card spot.
You know, Columbus has been great at home, the Sports Jackets. And in that verse, I'll still take Ottawa. I think Ottawa gets it done tonight in Columbus at the Nationwide.
You mentioned as we were going to break how the Penguins lost to the Blackhawks the other day. Now they played them again. This
not
time
tonight.
At the PPG. Hockey night at the PPG. Man, what do you do tonight? Skeens or the Penguins? I mean, where do you go if you're a Pittsburgh sports fan this evening?
I go to both. And the Knicks. I got all three going. And the Penguins are going to win tonight. And I'll puck line it. They're going to finally light someone up.
-210, 6.5 there. The Islanders are in Nashville against the Predators this evening. Islanders are the road favorites. That tells you how awful Nashville's been. They're even money. 5.5 is the total.
I mean, honestly, the Islanders are going to F this up. Give me the Predators in Nashville. The Islanders season's over. They're not going anywhere. Season's over. There's no reason to even try tonight. They'll F this up.
Would not surprise me at all. Vancouver's in Dallas against the Stars. -2 bills for Dallas. 5.5 the total here.
Yeah, I'm on Dallas here. I'm not paying that price. I'll puck line it at +130, lay the goal and a half. I think Dallas will punk them. Their season's Seattle, over Vancouver.
Seattle got a win in L.A. last night. Can they get a win tonight in Utah? Utah -240, Kraken +190 and a 6.5.
Wow. I'll take Seattle with a goal and a half at -130. I'll do that. Mm. I'll take the goal and a half at that price.
Okay. And finally, the Knights are in Colorado against the Avalanche tonight. Lanch -140, Knights +120 now, and a 5.5.
Oh, the Rogie Vachon. Give me the Knights in the Ball Arena tonight to get involved outright. I even saw it at +126.
Mm. There you go. So that is your night in hockey.
Everybody loves hockey.
Northwestern players settle the hazing lawsuit with the school, and they I guess that cleared Pat Fitzgerald of any wrongdoing. Got a feeling Pat's going to get his hands on some money from the school too, right? At some point, Pat's going to be able to get some money.
I think he's going to get a job again coaching because he is a good coach. And this ruined his life. And they fired him because of it. I say they owe him money, and I think he gets another job coaching a big-time college football program in a theater near you soon.
Very possible. And, of course, we did that story last week about Kevin De Bruyne, how he's leaving Man City at the end of the year. Well, if he decides to come to the States and play in the MLS, Inter Miami, of course, Messi's team, they have his discovery rights, so he would have to talk to them first if he wanted to come over to the States, which I'm not sure he wants to do. He might go play somewhere else in Europe first.
I don't know if he's down with, like, America and everything. Like, if that's just the Ferrella finish, the roof of the nightclub in the DR collapses, killing 44 now, 130 injured. Also killed Octavio Dotel. It's crazy, that story. Longtime NHL goalie TV analyst Greg Millen passes away at 67 years old. Jessica Simpson says she's going to be drinking snake sperm to be a better singer. I am troubled deeply by this story. I do not like snakes, and I do not like people drinking snake anything, venom or sperm or otherwise. We can't have it. GCD is next with thee, Kevin Walsh. Get my app. Search for Al. It's badass. See you tomorrow at 3 on Coast to Coast.
SpinQuest Social Casino. It's Thanksgiving time. The turkey's hot and the family's loud. Instead of football, play a different game on your phone. Live dealer blackjack, craps, and slots. Play anytime, anywhere. SpinQuest.com. This Thanksgiving, gobble up a $30 coin pack for just $10. Come play today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.